Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsor, Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there today? Hope everybody's doing mighty fine. Getting ready for some racing this coming weekend. Hey, before we get off into all that and what we got going, we're going to see if we can get Ernie on and let Ernie get busy. Got a lot of action going on over the weekend. Good racing going on. People going down on each other. Hey, gonna be some more good racing going on this weekend. But we're gonna let Ernie come on and do his thing and give us some of these great tips how to help us out. I heard him on another show. Had some guy on talking about some feuds. Pretty interesting stuff going on. So you can never tune in on a Monday or Tuesday. Here, Ernie, you have some nice people on talking about some good, helpful information. Hey, Ernie, how you doing out there?
Hey, Tracy. Excellent night. Good show. I tell you what, had fun tonight.
I hear you. What you got for us? Heard you.
Okay. Tonight we're going to talk about a couple of little things. Spark plugs. You know, one of those little things you buy for a dollar and throw away. Which ones are the best ones to use in race cars? I've done a lot of study on these things, spent days on a test bench trying out spark plugs. And just the different spark pattern, how they respond, and breaking them apart, ohming out the resistance in them, and just taking notes of what's going on. And what I've come up with is the Autolite, the Motorcraft, and the NGK spark plugs have proved on the test bench and even in racing applications to be the least resistance of all spark plugs. And in the nitrous application, this is going to be kind of convoluted. In nitrous applications, you want to run a colder spark plug. You want to make sure that it's that you run like an NGK. We always recommend starting off with NGK 10s. If you've got a hot cylinder, you can actually cool that cylinder down by going to a 10.5 or an 11. So in tuning your motor, if you've got hot cylinders, you can just change a spark plug or change the spark plug gap on that, close it up a little bit. So it'll get a little rich, cool it down. You can open the gap up a little bit. It'll lean the cylinder down. But we found out with showing that the Champion spark plugs have a problem with detonation. The porcelain in them will shatter. So we do not recommend any Champion spark plugs. Do not use any Platinums, Split Fires, Iridiums, or any of these super doopy trick of the day spark plugs. Those spark plugs are super hot spark plugs, and due to the fire pattern that they give, do not work in high compression nitrous assisted motors. Make sure on checking on your spark plug wires. Don't just go to AutoZone or one of these other places and get an off the shelf set of spark plug wires. The spark plug wires, if you check them from end to end on your normal car applications that you get from them, have a resistance built into them. And that resistance is so that you won't get spark and generator alternator noise in the radio. But that resistance also creates a shortage of electricity going to your spark plugs. Always go with a high quality, solid core. I've always used the solid 8 and 10 millimeter Moroso wires. The MSD wires are excellent also. But I like a wire that has low to no resistance. You get all the spark to the spark plug. It helps you in applications where if your compression is up, you're going to get all of that fire to the spark plug. It's going to keep you from having detonation and also from a cylinder going rich because the spark plug couldn't fire because of the lost fire in the wires. Distributor cap is also a good point to look at for the firing of your ignition system. These small, inexpensive distributor caps that's used here again over-the-counter sales with these high amperage ignitions that everybody's running, stay away from those. The cap is not large enough, the rotor is not large enough to handle the amount of amperage and voltage that is put out by the MSDs and these other high spark ignition systems. A car normally has one spark. It comes around to the number one tower, it sparks the spark plug, and then the spark plug fires. The MSDs, by multiple spark discharge, means it will start firing 2 to 3 degrees before the timing point, and then it will continue after the timing point. You may get 20 to 30 sparks on that same spark plug during that one stroke. So these hotter ignitions, if you start squeezing it into a tight cap, you're going to get cross arc across the cap. You can also get cross arc through the wires because of the resistance in the wires. It's going to find the path of least resistance to ground. Keep your stuff up. Keep your wires clean. Keep your distributor cap dry. Rinse it out with a non-water-bearing source. WD-40 is excellent for this. Stay away from any penetrating oils that have an oil base. The WD in WD-40 is water displacement. It uses a fish oil other than a petroleum base. Doesn't leave residue in the cap. You get a good clean fire. You can wash your, rinse your spark plug wires off with it. The boots, keep the boots clean, especially around these headers. These headers get so hot with these high compression motors. If that wire gets close to it, you get the heat, which is called latent heat, coming off of these headers that will burn the covering on the spark plug wires. If they get any carbonization on them at all, the spark is going to start firing to the header instead of the spark plug. So these are some things we need to look at, pay attention to. And also, Tracy, while I was on the other show tonight, I brought on a special guest to work with me, and I wanted to know if I could ask your permission if we could bring special guests on to give your racers extra information.
Yeah, right. Anytime we can do something to help the racers, man, and give them some knowledge on certain stuff, it's always appreciated.
Was you able to listen to that show tonight?
Yeah, I was listening to that show when you were talking about, you know, fuel and how people can save money on fuel and how, you know, the Renegade fuel was cheaper and you run it in your car. You didn't change nothing and you didn't lose nothing for us on your ticket, you know.
Yeah, this is a... what we did tonight on the other show was we brought in a specialist on racing fuels and racing oils. What is the truth on it? This is just not my information. This is from the source. And this whole show lasted over an hour. And, you know, it kind of hurt my feelings. The whole show, I didn't get the first question about the nitrous. Everything was about the racing fuels and the racing oils and how they work. And like I say, I'm going to start working with the other manufacturers, the battery people, the oil people, maybe camshaft people, you know, to come on to your show and start giving us some right out of the horse's mouth information. So if you've got a question on these tech tips that we're giving, or anything that you ever wanted to know about oils or racing fuels or these other applications, and have those experts on here to work with the racer. And they did a great job tonight, and I'd say I think that's something we'll bring to you and give you something else to listen to other than me on most nights. Now, if you got any questions on nitrous equipment, give a call in, and at any time, and we'll just start helping you with your nitrous tune-ups and the engine combinations. And so, give a call in to Tracy, and let's get some questions going.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I want to add a question. Maybe you can help. We got a lot of people on here tonight. Got a full show. Got a lot of races on here. Probably young. You were speaking about the MSD. You were speaking about the spark and the gap and stuff like that. Just, hey, give us some examples. You know, a lot of times, people have different types of ignition system. You start talking about the gap on these plugs and stuff. Give us some of your recommendations. What do you think the gap should be set? Sometimes folks just put plugs in or just be gapping just to be gapping. You know, just kind of enlighten us a little bit. Some of these younger folks about gapping plugs versus on what kind of application you got, what kind of motor you got, what you're running. What do you think? Give me some of your ideas out there about the gap on the plugs.
Oh, well, you just opened up a can of worms. Hey, I'll have to remember that for these other shows. Gap in a spark plug. If you take a spark plug out of a box and check the gap, it's normally going to be around 45 thousandths. The reason for that being is it's set up for today's street cars, so they'll get the most efficiency, they get the best gas mileage. These motors are low-compression motors, so the factory, when they make spark plugs, put this standard generic 45,000 in them, ship them out. They figure whoever's going to put them in will set them to whatever they need, but if they put them in as they are, no problems. As you change a motor with your camshaft and the compression, the higher the compression gets, the harder it is for the ignition to make the spark plug spark. So if we took a standard plug that ran great on the street, and we just stuck it in a race motor, it's probably not going to fire under heavy compression. If it does fire, it's going to be random, and then once the cylinder pressure gets up high enough, it will stop the spark from sparking altogether. So you have to close that gap up. Most race applications, you're going to see a spark gap between 25 to 30 thousandths. That's a tight enough gap that you're going to light under heavy loads. It's going to light up under a lot of fuel. And gasoline, even with nitrous, if you get a concentration heavy enough of a liquid, you can put the fire out literally by putting it inside the gasoline. So you've got to have a tight spark that'll give a spark in there. On the difference on how ignitions work, you have a standard ignition, kind of like a lawnmower. You pull the rope, it goes around. Every time it comes up on the compression stroke, you get one spark on the spark plug. That's your old-style ignitions. Today's ignitions are multiple spark. It'll start before top dead center or before your timing mark, and it'll start putting multiple sparks, 15, 20, into that one cylinder over that one compression stroke. So it's making sure that all the fuel is ignited by multiple sparks. If one doesn't get it, the rest of them will. As long as you can keep that in there, the car's going to run better. You hear people talking about, well, they dropped a spark plug. That means that a spark plug either went out for compression reasons, a crack in the porcelain, or contamination by either oil or fuel in the motor, which causes carbonization, and the carbon being conductive will cause the spark to go to ground on the side of the spark plug. So how you gap the plugs is extremely important to your application. A street car to get good gas mileage, wide gap. A race car to get performance with high compression has to have a tighter gap. And like I say, you can use this gap to fine-tune a cylinder. If you're in a hurry, you've got a hot cylinder, squeeze it down about 5/1000ths. If it's too lean, open it up 5 to 10/1000ths. It's a quick, easy change without getting into major, you know, you're in a time crunch, you've got to get out there. You can do this and safely add or subtract temperatures out of the cylinder.
Okay, Ernie. Good question there, and a nice answer. I think, you know, people probably, you know, you said some things that a lot of people probably wasn't aware of. I just heard you mention it, and I thought about that, so I took the opportunity to throw it out there and let you give your best answer on it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I might have to put that on my list of experts to call in here, spark plug manufacturers. Hadn't even put them down.
Yeah. All right. Well, anybody got any quartz of Ernie, man, if you got your hand up and you got a quartz of Ernie right now, take your hand and push it one and push it back up. Yeah. If not, you know, I know a lot of guys like to call Ernie later on after the show and stuff like that. But if you got a quartz specific for Ernie right now and you need an answer for him, push the one button and we'll give you a chance to ask that question.
Tracy, we've been getting a lot of calls after the show. A lot of the racers are listening, and you know, well, hopefully we're able to give them the information they need to keep their combinations correct.
Okay, Ernie, I guess that's what they're going to do. They're going to call you. I didn't see none do hands come up, so I guess, and I didn't see none go down and come back up, so I guess at this time nobody have a question for you, but we sure appreciate you coming on, and just let you know, Ernie, when the time comes, you can get the fuel guy on, and we can come on and give the knowledge of the guy this way. They didn't hear about that and how they can save gas on this fuel and what the fuel is worth. So just let me know, and we can make that happen.
Tracy, I'll do it. I'll talk to him this week, and maybe we can get it tied in next Tuesday night show.
Okay, just let me know, and we can make that work and get that information.
All righty, and if y'all got any nitrous questions, you know, give me a call. This is Ernie. And also, we've got some new tech tips up on YouTube. If you go up on YouTube and type in Ask Ernie Tech, T-E-C-H, we've got stuff up there on how to rotophase your distributor, all the way from a cap that doesn't have a hole in it, how to drill the hole, where to drill the hole, all the way through to the real final steps of what you need to make it right. We also have them up there on how to service your solenoids, how to take them apart, what to look for, and we're also doing, we just did one on nitrous filters, how to take them apart, how to clean them. We're going to do one on how to pack parachutes. And I know it's one of those things, for those of you guys that know how to do that, that's great. But, you know, I have a real hard time folding a sheet, but I can pack the hell out of a parachute. So we're going to take it for those that have just gotten into racing or have had a parachute for years but have never pulled it because they didn't know how to pack it. We're going to put you a step-by-step video up there on how to pack your parachute to do it right and to make sure it works. Tracy, I appreciate you having me on tonight. Give us a call, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS, N-I-T-R-O-U-S. You got a nitrous question? Give me a call. Go look at the videos, Ask Ernie Tech on the YouTube. Hope it gives you some good information. We're going to put a whole series of them up there. Tracy, appreciate you having me on, and if we can help anybody, give us a call.
Okay, Ernie, appreciate that anytime. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, we're going to go to the line and talk about past events, the race going on this weekend. Push the one button, come on and talk about the race. And then we'll go to upcoming events. Following that, we'll talk about upcoming events before we start talking about tonight's topic. So, Sharon, anybody got something they want to talk about upcoming events? Call Cowboy and get Cowboy on. Push the one button and get their hand up.
Okay, I'll give Cowboy a call. I had Gene on, but I... Gene, if you're still on here, press the one button for me again. There you go. Gene, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's going on?
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
Man, not too bad. Just trying to catch up on some sleep.
I hear you.
Still a little tired. I just want to appreciate everybody coming out and checking out the show, man. I know, you know, rain, it always scares some people off, but, you know, like I said, it don't matter if it rains for 4 hours. We're going to make sure it gets dried off and we'll have that race. So we ended up having the race, you know, how it ended up, you know, they both went on down the track, which, you know, like I was talking to Stevie Fast and them, and they said that, you know, sometimes that's almost, you know, 9 times out of 10, those cars, you know, somebody's going to bobble, do something, or mess up. But it was a pretty good race. You know, Stevie Jackson and Phil, they took the stripes. So I'm sure that rematch is going to happen here pretty soon. But, no, man, we had a good time. And like I said, when I talked to you the other day, I just told you, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on, man. You know, we try to do things to please the fans, and, man, it just, you know, sometimes the hold downs and the things that go on, you know, sometimes it hurts the show, sometimes it doesn't, you know, from people saying it's just a test and tune event. You know, you try to throw things in there and it end up, you know, it ended up being a late night, which, you know, I'm good with late nights. Some people are, some people aren't, but, and I was, you know, thanks for all those people coming out. You know, I had a good time. Don't know if you've seen the new flyer, but I guess Birdman challenged Hyde for the belt. They're going to make that deal happen November 16th at the track. So I don't know. You know, we just sort of found out about that one yesterday. So we'll get some more stuff out about it, or what else is going to take place. But just want to tell everybody, appreciate you coming out, man.
Okay, Gene, appreciate that. Appreciate you coming on, you know. Always good to come on here from track on when they come on and talk about the track, tell people about the race and stuff like that. So that's a good thing. Okay, that's it, Sharon. We're going to go to the next call and see what we've got about who won or lost the race this weekend. Let's give us a nice.
Okay, I don't know if you have anybody else on here for a past weekend's event.
Let me say something. If you ain't got nobody on here right now to talk about, let me just say something about a win that I saw. Saw a guy step up, and that was Glassman. Glassman, I say he went down on Friday night, he's kind of stepped up and went and actually came out born from a Tony Thorne count, and, you know, going up at Houston doing his thing, you know. Hey, and Cowboy kind of got the best of him on that night, though, but Glassman wasn't through. He turned around and did his thing again on Saturday night, you know. He stepped up and made action. He had two races going on down there on Saturday night, so he won't get the halftime to Glassman. He ended up running King B, you know, and King B had a chassis car, so Glassman actually was stepping out of the league and built that Mustang. He was running that chassis car, took a chance on it. King B in that red light, and Glassman get that win. So Glassman wasn't through. He still trying to make action for the Houston guys. He just took another car on and took on Debo. Debo got a nice Camaro. I knew that was going to be a tight race, him and old Glassman going through that. But, hey, you got to take your ass off to Glassman. He showed up and showed out. He ended up taking the win over Debo that night. So, hey, appreciate all them guys coming out, making action, man. All of them, you know, the guys that were Grudge and some of the other guys. I probably didn't mention their name, didn't know who they were, but, you know, I knew Glass and Debo and the other guys. Actually, I was sitting there watching, so I just wanted to make that known. So it was good action for Glass, man, and Debo and the guy with the two chassis car. So with that said, Sharon, upcoming events, if anybody else got an upcoming event, if that push one button and we'll let you say your upcoming event. Okay, look like Sharon's in the private room. Let me push another hand on the upcoming event.
Hold on, Tracy, hold on just a second. I've got somebody who wants to say something about a past event before you go to upcoming events. King B, your mic is open.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that shot's out glass. I'm fast, man. I give him his ups. I red-lighted at the light. But I'd like him to be at Temple next weekend because I'll meet him there to do it again.
Last man, he's out here, but I know he told me he's probably working. He don't know if he'll get a chance to talk, but I know he's on the line, but he was going to be doing some work. If he got a chance to talk, he'll speak. If not, he's just going to be listening in. So he is on the line listening in. So if he can answer that question when he get a chance, maybe he'll push the one button and answer the question. But he's on the line, but he told me he's going to be doing some work. Just hang around, man. I know you want to run him again. Just hang around. He might answer your question. So, Glass Man, that was King B looking to make action again with you at Temple this coming weekend. So, let us know something. Okay.
Hey, Tracy.
What? Your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy? Hey, King B still on the line?
Yeah, he's there.
Hey, this Flip, bro, I'm trying to see if you're going to be in Temple on Saturday. We can go ahead and lock something in right now. We got equal cars, so ain't no giving, no taking. You know what I mean? Just you can get the other lane.
Yeah, I don't got no problem with it. I don't never ask for nothing. All I ask is for the other lane. That's all you
right,
never ask
well, for. Well, let's lock in 500 on 1,000 or better, or we can do 250 on 1,000 or better.
Who this again?
This Flip with the Silver Nova, man, I've been trying to get at you the last couple months, and every time I go that way, you know, your guys say your car ain't really doing too good, so are y'all trying to work it out? So I don't ever jump on nobody, but it looks like you know, you're running people now, so, you know, I won't be the first one to step up. This Flip with the Silver 68 Nova, when we were out there at Crandall, I tried to run you. I parked right next to you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, even your guys from y'all's camp came over there to my trailer, and they were like, hey, look, you know, we got a couple issues. We don't want to run you. Then right towards the end of the night, when I was in that little class racing deal, I was over there at the fuel station, and your guy came up to me and said, oh, we got our car running right. But, hell, I was in the semifinals at that point, so I told him I couldn't do nothing. Well, my car's been down for a while, but it's back up now, so I'm just trying to see what you want to do. You know the car, man. It's Silver 68 Nova with a black scoop, windows tinted all the way out.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about.
So what's up? What you want to do?
You know what? I'll try you on that. We'll lock in that 250. I'll try you this weekend.
So you're going to try me Saturday at Temple, 250 on 1,000 or better?
Yeah.
All right, bet that. Can you record
okay,
that, Tracy?
Hey,
y'all want to
get a time to be in the lane?
Yeah, I really prefer because I'm looking at the weather right now. It's going to be, the high is going to be like 72, 73 degrees. So I'd really like to try to get something done, let's say 9:30. Well, you can pick it, 9:30.
We can be in the lines by 9:30. That's no problem.
All right, so we'll do it at 9:30 then. Yep.
Okay, flip a lane, right?
Yeah, we flip a lane.
Y'all tell me.
Yeah, we'll flip
lane. All right, bet that. So Saturday Temple and the lanes by 9:30.
Hey,
we flipping for lanes head up.
You ain't King B, so it won't be no discussion about it. Cause I heard a discussion happen this weekend about a race and the money people didn't want to pay. Do y'all want to pick a DP man for this?
We can stand by on that. I can stand behind that.
Yeah, it's just 250, Tracy. I ain't doing no tripping. I mean, we both from here, so we both from, you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, you know, I ain't doing no tripping over 250. I mean, I done let more punk out money than that walk before when somebody decided not to pay me. So, you know, if I decide to pay, he not decide to pay, you know what I mean? I just check it up to the game. I'm never going to sweat nobody over 250. But to me, a man's word is still worth more than money, you know?
Okay, if you cool with that, UNB, do you cool with that? 250
on 1,000
in the lane by
9:30.
Flip a lane.
Heads up, 8
mile
poultry.
Right.
Got it.
Flip. Yeah.
Me and
King
B, you got that?
Yeah, I got
sure.
It.
Sure. All right, y'all. Good luck now. See you Saturday.
All right. Yeah. Oh, okay, Sherry, you want to go to Ultimate Event?
Mississippi Joe, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Tommy Dog? What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Joe? What's going on?
Sharon, how you doing, Sharon? What's that?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great, man. Tell me, dog, I just like to share a little bit and let them know about this great show I got going on at No Problem Raceway in Bell Road, Louisiana, man. Shaping up to be a great show. Got a lot of people from all parts of the states coming down, man. We debuting the new Gangsta Boot, brand new car, 79 T-Body, Malibu, making his first appearance, make debut. We're running, Tony Bryan got a new Camaro he just came out with. We running him, and I take on anybody else that show up on 29s in the world. As long as it's a grudge car and it don't flash its time, we will lock in anybody else in the world for November the 2nd at No Problem Raceway. And I will be glad to let you be the DP man, Tracy, if any of those guys out there in Texas or Houston want to step up, or Dallas, or whatever part of Texas. We just looking for action. We want to run more than more people than just Tony Bynes. Is that guy named Jermaine? Is he got his Jeep out of the red and one was talking all that junk and crundle that day?
I heard he got it ready. You know, he's working on it, but, you know,
well,
he might be on his name. He might
get
be
him on the phone. That's your boy. You believe in him, Tracy. Get him on the phone.
Hold on. Hey, Jermaine, push the one button. Jermaine, push the one button. Jermaine, probably out here. Let's push the one button, Jermaine.
Well, get him on the phone. Don't be scared.
Hold on.
Just push.
Hold on. Sharon is a problem. We're going to see if we get him, Joe. He might be on here, Dwayne. You're on here, push the one button.
Well, and also, I want to let everybody know, Trace, if you don't mind, we have a streetcar shootout, quarter of a mile, turn signals, everything, two streetcar shootout. Y'all come down and support me. Also, we have a 28-inch tire shootout, any power adder, any suspension, run what you wrong. Wind bars, whatever. I'm going to add $500 on top of the pot. Entry fee, $100. We're going to have a 29-inch shootout, run what you wrong. Any suspension, any power added. I'm going to add another $500 on top of the pot on that. Street car shootout is a 10-car minimum. I'm going to add another $500 on top of that, $50 entry fee. I'm going to have an invitation on Big Time Shootout. I'm going to have a driver's meeting when we get there with Atomic Dog and a couple other people, and we're going to come up with an entry fee, and I'm going to add some on top of the pot of that. So, guys, come on out. It's going to be plenty of grudge action. I got people coming from Chicago, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, New York, and these are racers. It's shaping up to be a real great event. I'm telling you, these are some of the who's who's in the grudge game. Georgia, it's shaping up to be a doggone good show, and I hope I can get a lot of support from Texas. I do appreciate Jackie Devers and that crew is coming with about 9 to 12 cars. Texas Beast and all that crew, and I've gotten in contact with Suitcase, a lot of people. Hey, man, I'm just asking for y'all support. It's a good track, No Problem track. It's a NHRA sanctioned track, eighth of a mile, all concrete walls, both sides, big wide track. You also could party at the track. It's got a bar and pool tables beneath the tower. It's super nice for those who haven't been there. I'm guaranteeing that the track will be on kill. If you have any problems with the track, see me. I'm going to make everything right or do my best. How about that? Also, for those of you who want to come in early and test, The track will be open Friday from 4 to 12, but it's going to open at 4 and Test and Tune going to start at 6. However, if I know about a lot of people that want to do some private testing, I'm going to ask you to give me a call or Atomic Dog a call and get in touch with me, and we will open the track up at 12 o'clock, but it's going to cost you $50 a car. November 1st, if you would like to do some private testing for the show, we will open the track up at 12 p.m. November the 1st, that Friday. If you would like to do some private testing, it's going to cost you $50 a car. I'm going to give out my number, Tommy Dog, and for those of you who don't get it or maybe don't get it, the number right, feel free to contact Atomic Dog, and he'll get in touch with me, I'm sure, and let me know that you want to do some private testing. But my number is 601-408-5133. I repeat,
601-408-5133.
Somebody will holler for you, Joe.
This is the
joke.
Yes, sir.
Hey, so in Texas, call 29, right?
If it's a grunge car, and hand flash your sign. That's right. And I'm ready to lock up right now.
Okay, y'all.
Let me make this clear. Any car that's a grudge car that has never sold its time, I will lock him in right now.
Okay, check this out. Then what I'm going to do, I'm going to have 29 wrote on my tires with white markers. Damn it.
What are you saying, my man? I'm just messing with you, man.
Look here.
Who is this?
I'm just messing with you. Look here.
Yeah.
What kind of big tires you going to have at the race?
See, man, I'm going to be honest with you. You got a pro car, right, Treatment?
Yeah.
I'm going to have an invitational-only big-time shootout. That is my reason for having that is because you don't want to let the pro mods and the ADRLs and all them guys come in and run with people like you, Tracy, and all y'all. I just don't think that's fair. So...
Okay.
We're going to get it together that day. I've already discussed it with Tracy and probably about 6 or 7 other guys about coming up with an entry fee and me putting some on top of the pot so we can have nonstop action. I want to let everybody know no clocks will be on none that day. It will be no clocks on. All clocks will be off. Everything's going to be 1/8 mile except for the streetcar shootout. Streetcar shootout is going to be 1/4 mile. Everything's going to be 4/10 pro tree. You have any more questions, Freeman?
Yes. It's on the third.
November 2nd. But the rain date. The rain date. See, I have a lot of people coming from all over, so I put the rain date the next day, which is November 3rd. So that Sunday, which is the next day. So if you're traveling, you can come on and just plan to make a weekend out of it because we're going to get it on if God willing.
Okay, Chief.
Treatment, are you coming?
I'm trying to make some plans. I mean, I'm trying to get the last we can before it closes.
You trying to do what?
We trying to get all the action we can for the year end.
Okay, well, the name of the show is called the Louisiana Last Call. The Last Call for Grudging, everybody. It's shaping up to be a great show, and ask for y'all support. Motorcycles, bikes are welcome. I want to make sure I say that. Bikes are welcome. Texas' own Kenny Duke is locked in already. It's a lot of lock-in as the weeks go by. I'll come back on and give y'all some more detail about the locked-up races. I hadn't wrote them all down yet. I'm sorry. I've been real busy promoting this thing. So I'm hoping that y'all Texas guys come out in groves, man. It's going to be a great show. And now, Tommy Dog, back to you. What about this guy they call Jermaine?
He's on the line now. Go ahead, Jermaine.
I don't want to argue. I'm ready to lock in. You can be the DP man, Tommy Dog.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, hello? What's happening?
What's up, bro? What you want to do? You ready to lock this thing in?
I'm on 29.
I said, are you ready to lock it in?
I'm on 29.
Okay. Are you ready to lock in?
Yeah. I'm on 29.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What? This is the Malibu, right? That you have, right?
Yeah. You already know all that. You ain't got to go to ask no questions. You already know the deal. We already know the deal.
I don't want to argue. I want to lock in.
It ain't arguing. You already know the deal. We didn't talk
I'm
about it. I'm on 29.
No. Look, I'm going over the steps. I'm not no fool. You might play them other slow suckers like that, but you can't include me. I'm a grand fuck. All right? You got weight
hey,
bars?
Hey, Trace, hey, man, I'm on 29, bro.
Hey, all right, Trace.
I got one on there.
You a witness. That I wasn't running in with no Willie Bars and we don't have none. I told you that. Tell me, Tom, are you there?
I'm listening. Y'all go ahead.
You witnessed me and Jermaine conversation.
You knew that out the real, because I told you that. That's how
you know.
You said you bunch your guns and said you was gonna be ready. Long as I'm sitting on 29, just like you, I'm a G body, just like you sitting on 29. You run your mouth. I'm ready to see you. We ain't got no organ. I am ready to see you. Now that's in your backyard. Listen to me, Mississippi Joe, and this some real shit. Obama is coming to your back door. It ain't no organ. You knew this before it jumped out. That's why I told you. You knew everything. You bit off the tree. I'm coming to you. I'm sitting just like your G-body Malibu on 29. Cut all the crying out. Hit the lane.
Okay.
That's for
okay.
You,
now,
with
Tracy,
your mouth, with your,
Tracy,
with you and your brother Carl, that you've been bumping your guns about, be on 29. It ain't no organ. Didn't he been knew that he had a boy on there? We discussed all this over the phone. I'm on 29, just like, I want to see you. I want to see you for running your mouth. I want to see you. Yeah, you run your mouth. I want to see you, and I want to see Tony Thorn on them 29s. What, Tracy, can we get Tony Thorn on the phone?
Tracy, hold on.
I don't even want to talk to Mississippi. I don't want to talk to you no more. I done said what I had to say. Ain't no order.
Okay. All right, Tracy. I'm glad that I had you on the line when me and him were talking. I wanted the whole world to know how some clowns try to pretend like they bears and they not. A real friendly bear, stay the fuck in your lane. Tommy Dog witnessed me. I know him. As long as he don't have a willy pop, I don't give a fuck a
You said as long as it was on 29. You said as long as it was on 29.
And then why do we keep putting in, Tracy?
What I'm saying is, y'all was on the phone talking, and he said he got a call on 29, and you were saying no bar. So, you know,
you were saying he got a call on 29, and you were saying no bar. So I'm going to let y'all Texas people know that y'all boys in Maine is a motherfucking imposter. He ain't tough as he talks.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you won't jump. I bet you won't jump out. I bet you won't jump out of line.
You
won't. You're the boy. Boy played on toys and it's quick, nigga. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I told you, you got a bunch of muscles and no fucking brain. I told you that. You better stay the fuck out of Texas. You better stay out of Texas. You ain't gonna do nothing. Man, I noticed one thing since I done knew you. I always sit back. You got a mouth on you, and I want your ass. I'ma show you. I told you.
Well, take them
off. Now, it's on 29. That's all that matters. It's on 29. It's on 29. B-body just like you.
I tell you what.
Yeah, B-body just like you. Excuses are asshole for everybody, and you got one, and you got a bunch of fucking excuses. Don't be a coward all your life. Dump that motherfucker. Oh, man, you do a bunch of talking, dog.
Hey, tell me, dog, this man ain't gonna let me talk, bro.
Don't let you talk too fucking much. I want to race. I don't want to do all that bumping with you. You want to bump. You knew what it was before we got on there. So let the brothers well know. You run your fucking mouth. You talk too fucking much.
You can't whoop me, boy.
Yeah, okay, that's what your mouth said. Don't let, I told you in your face, don't let the muscles fool you. I told you, don't let the muscles fool you.
What did I say? I said, no bars. You're the fucking
boyfriend.
Don't come on and try to be bad when you know you're a fucking joke clown.
You was a coward, man.
You was a
joke clown. Do you want to race or not? Do you want to race or not?
Man, listen, I'm not running you with nowhere to fall.
Do you want to race or not?
I'm not running you with nowhere to
fall. Shut up, then. Tracy, get Tony throwing on the phone, because he's a coward. Get him out of the phone. Get him out of the phone.
I'm trying to get Tony on there.
Because I don't want to talk to him no more. He ain't talking about nothing. I'm saying what I had to say.
What kind of you want to tell me y'all the work to do on the agreement, y'all
to our conversation
no.
So you can hear what yeah. The truth was. Now,
if
I don't think
no,
y'all know that
no,
point.
No secret,
Jermaine
no.
Is a clown.
Jermaine said he got one on 29, and you said, Jermaine, I wrong, no ball. So you said no ball.
I told him I had one. I told him I had one,
Jermaine, you told me you wasn't going to have no ball.
Tracy, what did I tell him? Tracy,
like
I told him I had one. That's how the fuck you knew.
You was a lying motherfucker.
Yeah, man, that's how the fuck you knew. Scared ass. Scared ass. Get off the phone. Get off the phone. Get off the phone. Get off the phone.
Joe, Jermaine said he got a 29. He got balls, and you said you're running no balls, and that's why y'all got stuck at. He just said he had balls. He told him you're racing with no balls.
Hold on. Hold on, Jermaine.
That's why y'all got to break.
Hold on, Tommy, yeah. Dog. Now, you know that man said when we was in Crandall that he was coming just like me. He changed it. He said he coming just
on 29,
like me.
You... Tracy, what did he tell you? He called you with it, and you told him we was a car down here with 29 to fuck it. And what did he say? Long as it's sitting on 29, long as it's sitting on 29, what did he tell you? Long as it's sitting on 29, and I told him, I said, I got a ball on it because I'm testing. Right now, your ass go. You just a coward, nigga. Get out of line if you want to. I'm telling you the truth. I'm willing to buck you. I ain't trying to hear that. Who you want to race or not? I want to buck
you.
Let them hear that. Let them hear that you want to get fucked and you scared.
You
want to know you get you scared. You here right now? You here? I'm telling you, what's up? Man up. Cut all the animosity out. Let's race. You talk too much.
Y'all not gonna get nowhere because y'all got a stipulation that nobody willing to give on. He said one thing, you said one thing. He said he had 29. You knew he had balls. You told him he gotta take his balls off, and y'all never made an agreement. So y'all gotta work on that. He knows you want no balls, and he said he got balls. So you know they gotta be worked on. So you know y'all both said the same thing, but.
Man, get somebody else on the phone. I don't want to talk to him. I want to talk to Tony Thorne. I don't want to talk to him no more. I told him what I had to say. I ain't arguing with him. That's a done deal.
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
Who am I talking to?
This is Jermaine. Remember, I talked to you about 2 weeks ago? A week, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
On 29?
Yeah.
I take you up on that.
Well, I'm down right now. My motor hurt.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Motor's hurt right now.
I respect that.
And I hurt all three of them.
Okay.
When you want to race. And what do you got?
I was trying to see what's Malibu on 29.
Malibu on 29. And where are you from?
I'm from Texas, Houston.
Clouds on the phone from Texas. You remember you said, yeah, I told you he wanna run us and keep his Willie bars on.
Hey man, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Tony Thorne, man. I'm talking to Tony Thorne. I'm not talking to you. You out the crazy. Get your mark ass off the phone.
Hey, man, everybody
phone.
Takes to know you a play pretty boy. Don't nobody know you, but if you want
get
to
get off the phone,
famous,
man. I don't
want to.
Hey,
right
Tony Thorne.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony Thorne. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, bro. I don't even want to talk to him. You don't want to race. Put him on mute, man. Mute him, man. I'm trying to talk to this man about a race.
Hey,
Tony. Tony.
Hey, just give Tom a dog your number or something, or somebody had to get a hold of you when I get back together. I'm actually working on it right now.
Okay, it'll be a nice little race. Just get Tracy or Kyle, we'll hook up and we'll go from there.
Okay. I'm going to try to have it back together by the 16th next month.
Okay.
And I'll
that'll
give Tracy
cool.
a call.
When you
if
get,
you got
yeah, 20, get Tracy
if you got
a call.
Man,
we'll,
if you got 29-10-5 and a back half car, we'll race.
Yes, sir.
You got no problem there.
Yes, sir. Ain't no problem with it.
Have you asked about old Kenny Dukes if he wanted to race you? If you're looking for a race right now. Yeah,
I try him right now. I try him. We'll try him Sunday. We'll try him Sunday. We'll try him. I try him Sunday.
I try him Sunday.
Yeah, you might ask for him, but he's the only one. He's probably the only one running right now.
I try. It's just Kyle Race, and I try.
You may ask for him. You're trying to get him back on the phone. If Kenny Dukes out here. Can't push the one button, but somebody else is texting me
and
saying
he
want to holler at you,
Jermaine,
so we're trying to get him back on.
Hey, I also got a green Nova.
Lock it in. Hey, lock it in, man. Lock it in. Keep your fucking bars on. Lock it in. Lock it in.
What, lock it in. What you saying?
I'm
coming,
dog. I'll put you to be a DC, man.
Right.
Okay. What y'all talking about? All right. Come on. I'm listening.
I'm ready. What are you talking about?
Flip lanes, Voltage Pro Treat, run by 9 o'clock.
God damn. Hey, yeah. That man want all the stipulations. He got five of them.
I mean, I'm just asking you, man. I'm asking you. I mean, hey, we can work it out. I'm
yeah,
fine.
That's cool. Yeah, we can get it on. We ain't got to wait till late. Listen, we ain't got to wait till late at night.
What now?
You ain't let me have nothing. That's how I came.
Well, okay,
don't forget
you
that.
I'm gonna play and fuck you with him on. Excuse my French. I'm gonna
okay.
show you ain't doing nothing, boy. Now, what you wanna run for? What 1,000 on what?
You call it.
Hey Tracy, we lost Tracy 1,000, but we'll come up. Is it fine with you, Jermaine, and me, you, and
some coming up, coming up. I'm not sure.
Hello?
Hold on. Is it all right with you if me, you, and Atomic Dog get on the phone after the show?
All right, we'll do that. That's cool.
Hold on. Yeah, Atomic Dog. What's up, Cowboy? Tell Joe that guy start hogging like a bunch of goddamn freaks. Don't worry about it. I'm going to run Joe. Joe ain't got the Willie bar. That's good. I'm going to run Joe. I'm going to turn around and run the man with the Willie bars on. Keep them on, man. You're going to have fun.
Cowboy, get out of the way.
Who is that?
I'm bringing
a Camaro with 29. I don't give a damn. Lally Dolly, anybody.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's he talking about, cowboy?
She can keep it with the bars on. And as you girls off, I don't give a damn. We come to race.
I just told him he can keep it with the bars on. Let me finish my lock up.
We come to race. We come to race.
Hey, Tracy.
What? Anybody that never turned down is on the
lock. It's official. It's a lock. If they don't want us back out this race, we're going to have to pay $1,000. We just going to call
them. That's true. That's true. That's
true. That's what I'm
on the way, we're going to bag out the race and something break or something. I'll try y'all.
I'm going to jump on anybody with
Corner
now. You know, I'm coming to play.
But what I'm saying, who is
this?
Is that cool? If one of us is trying to
come to play,
right?
Okay, that's cool. That's cool, bro. I hear you. Hey, you it's only one. It can be a winner or it can be a loser. Okay, that's cool. We'll lock $1,000 in, bro. It ain't no arguing. I'm willing to try it. It ain't nothing but a race. I'm willing to try it, homeboy. I'm willing to try it.
Man, I'm just trying to get a race with you. If you break or something, call me. We'll talk about it. Me and you. But I'm going to call a Tommy Dog.
All right, that's cool.
Me and you. Okay,
that's cool.
Tommy Dog,
get cool.
With you.
That's...
And me and y'all call me and we'll get a, we'll call the number. How that sound?
That's cool.
Okay.
I told you that already. I told you that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's locked. It's locked.
Okay.
It's locked.
Dad, you're not about that.
I want another race. Anybody else from Texas want to step up and get their hands? Bless them. On 29.
Man, you better worry about the first one coming out of Texas. You better worry about the first race coming up out of Texas. I'm coming in your backyard. I'm going to drag out y'all. I'm coming to Louisiana. Texas coming through.
Doug,
you're
my
anybody
else?
Mississippi Joe.
Do what?
Mississippi Joe.
Hold on.
Doug,
your mic is open.
All right. Hi, Tracy. What's happening? Hey, what's all the crowd about the Willie Bars, man? I mean, it ain't like they don't sell them some bitches all day long. The man built his car with a bar.
Hey, can I speak? Hey, I guess you're addressing that to me, sir. Sir, what I'm telling you is that he wants to run me. I didn't want to run him. I never heard of him. He wanted to run me. My car didn't have Willie bars. I wasn't trying to race him. If I had seen his car and seen he had bars, if I wanted to run him, that's the way I would have ran. But he was trying to get me,
when you said Texas, you're right. It ain't nothing but a race. You wait. 29.
I mean, I'm just answering that man's question. He came on here and asked a question, and I'm telling you, I didn't even know. He knew me. He knew how my car was set up with no bars.
I don't know what you set up. I know you got a Malibu.
Okay, buddy, but hey, that's
you said
done.
On 29.
We
you said
a
Malibu
hey,
on 29.
What you got to race, sir? Whoever this is.
Brother.
Yeah.
Who is it?
This is Doug.
Doug, what you got to race, Doug? You have anything on 29, sir?
I got plenty of stuff on 29.
Okay, well, I'll try you, Doug.
Like Jermaine said. Hey, Doug, don't worry about it. We're gonna try with what we got.
No, it's like Jermaine said. You better worry about that first one coming out of Texas.
Hey, man, listen, man. It's gonna be a sad day, folks. I ain't new to this shit. I'm true to this shit. Y'all gonna see when you're fucking with a real gangster. Gangsters don't dance, baby. They boogie. Remember that.
Gangster, rangster, who gives a shit what you are, man? We're racing. We don't give a fuck about none of that bullshit. You ain't gonna be a gangster to race, man. We just racing.
That's it.
Okay, bro.
That's
it. Big deal. I agree with you. We just racing. That's all I want to.
Would you say you? Hello, cowboy.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Hey, cowboy, we're gonna do something too.
Oh yeah, you know we're gonna do something. You know, prime time come to play. We ain't coming to talk that shit.
I know it. Yeah, that, yes sir. Yes,
we don't
sir.
Care about your wheelie bars. Keep your wheelie bars on.
Shit, I know you don't care about shit. You don't care about
shit. Yeah, shit. We talking wrong.
Good.
We want to run.
That's good.
Long you got.
Yeah, that's
long
what I'm talking
got,
about. That's all. Yeah, it's on 29, bro. It's on 29. When is that? November the 2nd?
Yeah. November 2nd, no problem raceway. The rain out there, if it rains, we're going to do it the next day. November the 3rd, the rain today.
Okay.
Welcome to Bikes are welcome. All of them, everybody's welcome.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, call me after the show. You and Jermaine, so we
can
get that straight.
Hey, can you do what? Yeah, we're gonna get that straight. Yeah, that's cool. That's all good.
Call after the show, so we can get it.
Okay, I got you, Joe. I'm gonna call you after the show, Jermaine. Who you looking for?
Sam.
Who?
Sam.
Come on,
Sam.
Sam.
That be with Horace, Sam.
Yeah,
he called me out, too.
Hold on.
Addicat,
you
got
there, push the one button. You want him or Horace?
No, I want Sam. Not Horace, Sam. Addicat,
you got there, push the one button. Somebody looking for you. All right, until you get on here, we're going to... Let me tell you this. By my eye, coming in Saturday, man. As you know, let me mention this. They're going to be right. I'll mention this. It's going to be a killer race going on. Maybe the National Dragway, Gold Killer Brooks. You got to be pretty fun on them. And if anybody in there to make that race, make the National Dragway. They got a big race going on. A lot of the heavy hitters going to be there. So if you can make it, man, that'd be a good race. It's going to be a good race. I hate to miss that. But right here for the Texas locals, man. We're going to be trying to do our thing at the little track called Temple. Little River Dragway. Got a shootout going on, man. Anything on 28th. Going to be going at it. We got all the guys' trucks. As long as it's not a traffic champion truck, we're going to let them get out there and do their thing, put $1,000 up, whatever they put in. Going to go on top of the park, too. We got a 580 class going on. We also got a 660. Also got a lot of calls from the guys. Got 7-0 saying, man, they want to run at the show. So we're also throwing in the 7-0. So anybody can make it this weekend, a little small track got called Little River going
on.
I'm gonna jump on
a lot of motherfuckers there, man. They doing all that shit, but when I get there, I'm gonna see what they gonna do. I'm gonna jump on a lot of motherfuckers out there.
You gonna jump on
a lot of people? They can't jump no more.
Well, they
coming
on,
I might try you. You give me the break.
I try you too. You give me the break.
I'm telling you, coming on. I got a call with 29s on it. You give me the break. No, you listen, coming on. I got a car with 29 no wheeler bar. If you give me the break with your car, I try you. That's all
I know you will.
No, that's
what
I'm asking you for. I'm not
you right.
For the break.
I tell you what I will do, Cowboy. You got to call 29. I will give you an answer 1-1.
You give me the break. I got to call.
I'm
29.
Not going to
leave. 29. Yep. You give me the break. I ain't got no 29 left in the hand. I got 29.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you give me the break.
Cowboy.
You give me the break.
Cowboy.
You give me the break, my dog. I try you.
I just told you what I need.
God damn, Tommy, dog. Man, come on, man. Quit racing.
Cowboy.
Give me no break.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
I hear that car you talking about.
Huh?
There's a new car that comes out with a Camaro, back-ass Camaro.
It's a back-ass Camaro?
New car coming out with.
Yeah.
It's a new car coming out with 29. It's a new car coming out with 29. I don't know what kind of half it is.
Ain't nobody seen it yet.
I don't care what you got. As long as you got 29s on it, you can have to worry about fuck what you got. Be a pro car or whatever you got. You got 29, you got to run. Now, tell me though, I take the break from you.
I know.
Tell me though, keep your wheelie bars on your big guys on. Just give me the break.
Yeah, I know it. And you got 1-1, Cowboy.
Cowboy,
Batman, your mic is open.
Cowboy,
They're like money makers. They're like money maker, I guess. Back half, yeah, back half, bro.
Tracy, did you see
whatever thought?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
And nobody seen it.
Hey, Cowboy, that's the car you bringing, this money maker, right?
No, money maker's in Florida. We bring another car. Money maker in Florida.
I got.
Get ready for a race.
Oh, I need to see what it's gonna be on 29. Is that car you talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
With no willy box.
Cowboy, you say the car gonna be on 29 with no willy box?
Yes.
You got the break. You got
Tracy
the break.
Give me the break.
Huh?
Tracy gotta give me the break.
I'm gonna give you the break. You on 29 with no willy box?
I don't know what you got.
It's Tree Man.
No, I want it from you, Tree Man. I want the back tire to break from you, Tree Man.
Oh, no, fuck, you ain't getting all that.
All right,
I'm
going to
mute my mic.
Okay, mute your damn mic. I ain't asked you to come on the mic. I ain't asked for you no goddamn mic. I ain't for turn it off. Mute your mic. Shit, mute your mic. I'm going to show you what you got. Yeah.
Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
I know you ain't talking to Tumble Dog like this.
I don't think I want Tumble Dog do you. Let me leave. I got a special for him.
That's all?
That's all I want Tumble Dog do for me. Just Tumble Dog.
Crazy.
I get a special for Tumble Dog.
Cowboy.
I bet he won't do it.
Hey, Cowboy.
I ain't going to let him know. I ain't gonna let nobody leave on me that they take it off the tree. I ain't got no willy bar, and if Tracy can keep his willy bars on, and he can put the biggest tires on there he could put on his goddamn car, I don't care. He just let me leave.
And Cowboy, when you get through that, I ain't letting nobody leave on me that they take it off the tree.
That's a special. Every year I give out a special. I'm giving to Tracy this year.
I give you the one and one, Cowboy.
I don't want it. I want the brakes. And Clean Man, I'm going to keep you in mind with that brake. I'm going to keep you in mind.
Like it ain't your 29-foot wheel, but I like your brake.
Yeah, hey, when I see your car, I'm going to keep it in mind now.
All right.
You might get that. Just hold your horse now. You got to look at the car. We about to see you. You have to close your eyes and pull a name. I told my pull Tracy name. Tracy got a special.
I just told you I didn't get a baby. You got one. I know that. But Tracy got a special. I pull your name. It's a special. You got to give me the brake. Ain't got no willy bar. My motor ain't bigger than your motor.
My car ain't better than your car. But I don't care what you do. Get left.
You coming in with a brand new car, so I don't even know nothing about it.
If you let me leave, you still ain't gonna know nothing about it. If you let me leave, I guarantee you that.
Hey, that ain't gonna happen, Cowboy. You know what I have with that, you know.
All right. Well,
you can go wrong with that one.
I might just do that to you, man. Just let me get out there and rest my nerve. I might just take you on top. But first, I got to knock these 29s off first.
I know it's already ready to be. Like I said, still 29 no balls. I got these spots right there.
But you ain't going out no willy ball. See, first, I want to knock Jordan out the way. See, when I get Jordan out the way, they ain't gonna ask around. See, they gonna be waiting around. This and all them. So, cause they gonna ask around. I'm gonna knock their ass out the way. Then I'm gonna jump to you, Cree man.
Cowboy. Everybody gonna see y'all get fucked up with that new car.
Hey, that won't be the first time we got
that, boy.
It ain't gonna be the last time.
Y'all ain't gonna shit y'all camp on 29.
Before we fuck somebody up. Don't fuck with nobody in the world on 29. Let go for cold killer, leaving weapons, anybody, little Rick. We gonna everybody got 29. That's why we picked our death on 29. We're not on doors. No bullets gonna come to their backyard. We have come in their front fucking door.
Damn boy.
Well, come on down here, Tony Bynes. Come on down here. We're going on see what it do now. Then.
We're coming.
I'll pay your gas money to get down here now.
You ain't on. You from the east. Go east and run against some East Coast.
it straight. It's about all good racing. It's about making action. It's about, hey, we go and we try to do our thing. They come and they try to do anything. Hey, I'm not saying that they, since we started this thing about 3 years ago now, a traveler like this, I'm not saying that they might not be up in certain categories. I'm not saying that they're not. But when it comes to Big Ty and talking about all girls racing and Texas races ain't shit, that's wrong. We get in and we do our job. We do what we do, whether it's Big Ty or Small Ty. If it's girls racing, it's girls racing. If it's T or if it's West out here in Texas, it's racing. Don't get on a show and try to make it look like the East just dogs Texas, but don't never bring up the fact about when Texas run against a car from the East, they don't fare well. Tony Boss-Bond, when he first came out here, you're right, Tony Boss-Bond in California, they done their thing. They fared well. They won. Also, same thing when they came out here some other time, they didn't fare so well. We won. Also, when we went East, hey, Sniper got the best of Roy James a couple of times with a couple of different cars, but also Roy James got the best of Tony Vine with a big tie car. Also Darrell, he's a Texas racer. Darrell got the best. You can look at it, whether it's a shootout, they bet money on time, whatever. Darrell ended up, even if it was a shootout, going against Big Sexy. He got a win against Big Sexy. He also got a win against the Beast. So don't say the big tie cars or grudge racers get the best of Texas and Texas can't do shit. I think that's a bunch of baloney. Man, we trying to build this world grudge nation, but when we talk it and we talk about grudge racing all over the world, I'm not going to let you come on here and try to make like Texas racers just get their ass kicked every time they go up against somebody from the East. Texas racers believe in trying to make action, trying to get in there. Hey, we win our fair share. Y'all done won y'all fair share. I don't know the exact number, but y'all might have a couple of wins more than we do overall since we started this thing going East. Y'all might have a couple of wins more than us, so but keep it fair. When you go and say it both ways. Don't just try to act like you just dominate Texas. And with that said, man, I want some folks from the East and I want the folks from out here. How do you think it's fair? Do you think the East Coast cars think that they just dominate Texas or Texas just something soft when it comes to races? And so when you go on these radio shows, guys, that's all you hear, East. That's all you hear. And when it comes to Texas, I'm going to stand up for Texas. And there's a lot of guys here in Texas going to stand up for Texas. We're going to put up a fight. We're going to get in where we fit in. We're going to try to do what we do. But y'all are just not kicking Texas butt all over the place is the way it was stated on the internet and on the show yesterday. So that's the topic, man. What do you think, guys? Y'all think it's a good deal?
No.
Y'all think it's becoming a great rivalry? I think it's becoming a great rivalry. Texas cars, East Coast cars, Midwest cars. Hey, man, the cars from the Central. I think it's becoming a great rivalry. Our guys are traveling state to state now, like we're doing and playing this World Grudge Masters. I think it's all going to make, all in all, a very good, interesting deal where people are going to be trying to make taxes. Hey, man, push the one button and give me what you think. I want to hear folks' take on what they think about that when it comes to the East Coast cars.
Hey, tell me though.
Go ahead.
Tell me though.
I'm listening to you, Cameron. Go ahead.
Hey, let me say one thing about Texas, man. We went all over the world prime time. And the only problem we have is them Texas boys. Y'all got some of the fastest goddamn cars down there. So let me tell y'all something. We hate to run y'all, but we love to run y'all. So when I get down there, I don't give a damn. You from Texas, Louisiana, Indiana. I don't give a damn what state. You can make up a goddamn state. We're going to run you. So Texas got some fast cars. I love them Texas boys, but they ride. And they don't mind bet, and they don't mind racing. So that's the only thing I got to say about Texas. I just want to whoop their ass.
Hey, we appreciate you saying that, cowboy. We appreciate you saying that. But you got to get that in the head to Pro Style Joe. Pro Style Joe is notorious for being biased when he speaks about the races and when he speaks about the Texas races. He's notorious
for being biased and saying it one side, and I was on that last night.
But Tommy Dog, you ain't got to be listening to Post Out Joe. Post Out Joe ain't got no raise because he don't raise y'all, boy. So you ain't got to be listening to that.
But I'm listening to him feed it into the mind of the Grudge fans on the East Coast. See, he's planting the seed in some of the Grudge fans' minds about the East Coast, and all in all, we aim to prove them different, and that's why when we're working on World Grudge Nationals that we're trying to put on and try to make the event big and better, people are going to get to see the guys from the East, the guys from out this way, the Texas, the West, and Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, all of us around here, and the guys up there in Chicago, Michigan, Maryland. We all going to merge together, and we're going to put on a great show.
You left out Mississippi.
I know
Tessie got the call around, so
while we on this topic, let me say something. I noticed a lot of times when East Coast, especially Pro Star Joe, mentioned the races, he want to grab the wins that come from Memphis. 901 Bad Boy, that's not an East Coast. He want to grab the ones that come from Mississippi. That's not an East Coast. So he want to claim all the wins from guys that's in the middle, and that ain't right, you know, because you got Mississippi, you got Texas, you got Louisiana, you got Oklahoma, you got Arkansas, you got Tennessee. All those guys are Alabama. It can easily be considered West because the East Coast can always line from all the way from New York all the way down to Florida. They claim all of that in between. So, you know, well, why would you want to come to the middle and grab the guys that's kind of in the center and say when they win that they East Coast? Same thing I said about Mr. Five Figures. He goes somewhere and wins. If he comes this way, oh, he with us, he's East Coast. 901 Bad Boy, they notorious for claiming they win as East Coast wins. I'm just trying to put it out here and keep it right and say it the way it is. Anybody else got any take on that? Put your one button and give me your take and tell me what you think about it.
Tommy Dog, I have to agree with what Cowboy say. Y'all some bad guys out there, man. And y'all step up. Look at Jermaine tonight, you know. It is what it is, you know. And I love it. You know, when it's a real grudge, I love it. The excitement and everything. Y'all step up. Y'all some bad boys. Y'all love the race. So, you know, anytime you got racers that love the race, they going to get their props, man. It is what it is. Much love.
I hear you, Joe. We appreciate that. For prime example, you know, I went out to East Coast. I broke my car. Me and Bobby Wildchild, we was going to race. Hey, Joe's out there on the show. He claiming victory. But Bobby Wildchild, I break in the burnout, never get to stage the car and win. Yeah, I paid the punk out money. Bobby get the punk out money. Joe want to say I got my butt kicked. Oh, well. But Joe, just like I told you, if you want to claim that and bring it up all the time and claim that as a win when we actually never got the race, I just lost some lockout money because I broke probably ever making it to the staging beam. Once you see it, with Purple Rain, we done locked up two times, me and Purple Rain. Each time Purple Rain had to end up paying a punk out money to me, but you never claim that. You never bring that up. So all I'm saying, if you're going to say it right. Say it both sides. Don't just make like, hey, it's all East Coast. Keep it down the middle. That's all I need to do. Anybody got anything to say about that? What's your take on that? How do you guys feel when it comes to the East Coast? Y'all be on these shows. I give one prime example. Matt Jones, I wish he was on the phone tonight to talk about his race. Matt Jones, they'll have a back half car. They go east all the time. Matt Jones, they'll actually go out there and they win. Yeah, they lost this weekend. They lost a real close race. It was a good race. Matt them lost. Joe get on there. It's like they just constantly kicked Matt in their ass, and he wants to name it. But Matt Jones lost in a shootout up there against Baldy, which is from the East Coast. He went to Hollywood when Matt Jones went out there and lost against Big Sexy. When Birdman went out there and lost against Big Sexy. But he don't say Matt Jones had three belts. So he had three belts, and one of them was the East Coast belt, and one of them is a national belt. He's running against guys from the East Coast. Hey, he don't want to mention that. He just want to mention one-sided. Hey, I'm going to
Parachute. I said, boy, he actually kind of rubbing it in, but hey, They did their thing, man. You can't take nothing for them. That old Mustang will halt. Yeah, it will halt. The old Mustang run, but yeah, them will be back. So that's something to make it. I'm quite sure, with that being said, hopefully when Birdman and Darrell get their car together, I know them going to be two back-half cars that's definitely going to be bringing action. So they will see. And we got four or five, you know, elite back-halves around here definitely going to, I believe, going to be mixed up.
Burn them looking good. They've been testing that HMP, man. They've been carrying a goddamn wheel 440 feet with that motherfucking car they got over there. So I don't know. They got some up their sleeve, too, I imagine, you know. We're burning them over there. They've been testing that HMP and later to a time. I want to tell you that the other day, but they looking pretty good too. Finney goddamn, I don't think his fucking front tire is even touching the wheel, fucking 330 feet out there, man.
Well, I hope they keep the same attitude they got. When Bird first came out, they were kind of ducking him. Now that he got lost a couple of races, now he's no problem. So I hope they keep the same attitude when they get their thing out of there. So we got to see. You know, so, hey, you know, with that said, hey, we're going to go to the line and see what the other folks got to say. What we got, Sharon?
Mississippi Joe, you had a comment.
I was just about to say, Sharon, that I was, in my younger years, I was behooved and believed that I was stuck in that glut also about the East Coast. You ain't bad till you've been over to the East Coast. So we always wanted to go over there because probably about 7 years back, they were considered as the fast guys. Now, I'm just telling it like it is. But after we went over there and slapped everybody upside the head, we see that they're human just like everybody else, Tracy. You know, I have to agree with you. All you have to do is get your racing program on point and take it seriously. And you also can achieve what you want to achieve. That's all I want to say, Tracy.
That's right, man. You know, hey, anybody else got a comment on that? You know, push one button and let the folks be heard. Let the folks out there that's listening to this show that's on the heat, let them know, hey, man, we just not going to sit down. We're going to get down and we're going to do what we got to do, man. We got the big races coming up, like I say. Hey, you got a big race coming up. You're going to first some of them cars November 2nd. No problem, Dragway. You're going to see some of these cars. You got a lot of cars from Texas. Going to be making that haul out there. So, hey, we'll be mixing up with some more of them cars. That's what it's about, man. It's about making action, mixing it up, and doing what we do. So, hey, it remains to be seen who the best is and who the baddest of the baddest. But it's going to all come out into the mix, and we're going to come up and make action. Just like Cowboys say, when they're going to know Texas got some fast cars, so.
Hey, Cowboy, ask Cowboy a question.
Cowboy
fell off. Look like Cowboy fell off. I'm just trying to see you're going to be on a true 29-5. You know, they 29-5 just be the
29-5 part. Oh, no. He just said that it's going to be a true 29-10-5,
not 11, not a 29-10-5. Oh, okay. A true 29-10-5.
Yeah, what's that?
That's what he said, Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, it's me. What's that?
No, I said that's what he said it was
going to
be. This is Bushnell asking you that, Mississippi Joe.
Yeah, what's happening, Bushnell? Yeah, that's what he said.
What's up, man?
It's a 29-10-5, regular, true 29-10-5 W. That's
okay, what it's going to be.
Yeah. Which now you know
I was trying to get in there. I'm about to use, goddamn, me worry about them winter ball shit. Y'all sitting there like, man, this ain't no take some shit off, man. Y'all get that
hey,
home, man.
Hey, man, I locked the man in. Did you hear that, Bushnell? I just wanted to let him know he was slick. That's all. That's all. Simple.
Y'all sitting there like, man.
Yeah. Well, how are we sitting there like now, Bushnell? I don't agree with that.
What's that, Joe?
We got Philip Bob, we not sitting there like.
Man, that's 29-5.
So
they were both. I know both of them cars, man.
Well, you betting with him, Bushnell?
Huh?
Are you betting with him? You believe in
him? I gotta see what both of y'all look like. Oh, y'all ain't came out yet. They've been over there testing, so I don't know. I don't know who
you
look like.
Your homeboy from Texas.
I gotta see what y'all looking like before I see where my money gonna go.
That's your homeboy. You believe in him?
Man, hey, man, whoever I
socialize with, that ain't the whole world. I know of y'all call with that Jonah. You know I know of y'all call. So, and Jermaine, I've been knowing Jermaine, and I know of his call. But like I said, I haven't seen his car do nothing. I haven't seen your car do nothing, Joe.
What you trying to say? You know about our car, boys? Now, what you trying to say? I'm sorry, I don't understand you, sir.
I say I know about y'all car. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I've seen y'all car before, Joe. I know what cable y'all car do.
Oh, okay. That's what you mean. Okay, boys. Now.
Yeah. I know what the cable do.
Okay. I just wanted to know if you were winning, boys. Now, because you know me and you will get a little side bet. I know
Tommy Dog does your beat. He had to put your ball on me and act like he wanted to do something in Bell Rose, and I let them make that shakedown, and he was gonna want one of my guys the next time I seen him. So
who?
I mean, I don't know.
Who was
there? The dude who you trying to put me on with the Nova up there, Mississippi up there.
Hey Jack, you wanna run you, but do you want me? Now, I will if the Tommy Dog allow me. I'm not trying to get on Tommy Dog show and take over. But I will ask the Tommy Dog politely and with respect to get Gadget on here if you want to lock him in. That's all I'm asking.
Let me tell you something, Mississippi Joe. You catch me at the goddamn track, I'm going to race. I ain't got no lock-in money. You catch me at the track, I'm going to race. So if I come in any track in anywhere, and if I'm going down, I'm going to race, Joe. So, I'll probably race more than you race, Joe. So I'm going to race. So you remember that?
Okay. All right, I just
asked.
Yeah. I just
asked.
I know
a
Tommy
Dog. Yeah, they always be on the list on me bulldogging me with the money thing, but guess what? One thing I know, I'm going to race. It might not be for no $1 million. It might be some little money that I can race for, but I'm going to race, Joe.
I never said you wouldn't, but now you're taking it too far.
All you got to do is get one of them tracks now, man. I'm going to make something happen.
Okay, I believe you, Bushnell, but one thing I can say about Tommy Dog, when you mention Texas, he goes crazy. He don't know if Jermaine going to go down, make a clean pass or nothing, but me and him already got money locked in, and he been with Jermaine. He don't know what Jermaine going to do, but there's how much you believe in Texas. I'm going to break you from that, Tommy Dog. You remember that?
What's that, Joe?
I said, you don't even know if Jermaine going to make a full pass, and me and you already got money locked in. You been with Jermaine. I said, I'm going to break you.
It's like this, Joe. I know y'all got a good car, but Jermaine my homeboy, and you going to respect Jermaine when it's all over with.
Well, Tracy, what I don't understand is you been with your
No, Joe. I know y'all got a good car. But Jermaine ain't going to be no pushover, bro. Jermaine ain't going to be no pushover.
Well, do you want to lighten the bet down, son, Trace? Because you got a lot to be betting than knowing we got a good car. I'd like to get out of it if you want to get out of it.
No, I'm not going to get out of it. You're going to have to get it if you win.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You gonna lock that man, you gonna let that man keep his winning balls on, and y'all gonna do y'all thing, but I'm gonna tell you right now, me and you, we can wait your little side bet, and then just come over and hand it to me.
Yeah, we already bet it. You know we got bet, it ain't no little money neither. We ain't got to let everybody know. I'm tired of you. You've been picking me with me for the last three, four months about what the man gonna do to us. Now you finna see.
Oh, and one thing about November 2nd, it won't be long now.
If the creek don't rise, you got that right, Tommy Dog. Now I'm finna go on mute.
All right, man. Cheryl got another hand up. Anybody got something you want to say? Anybody want to do? As you know, it's going down. I'm going to mention it again one more time because we ain't got 4 days. It's going to be going down at the little track down this way north off 95, Little River. We're doing the little guy. The little tie guys going to be the big show. They're going to go do their thing down here. Like you said, we got the big tie guys that locked in today. They're going to do their thing. We also going to have DJ Mad out in the house. He said he got something special for the folks down this way that he's going to be doing. So, hey, it'll be a good thing. So, Batman going to be on the mic down there. So, we're going to go down there to this little country town and do our thing and have action, have fun down there so y'all can make it. Come on down.
It's Love River right outside the temple, man. We're going to be making action. So anybody got anything they want to say, want to add to it? I got a lock in they want to come up with? Sherry, we got another hand up?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
I don't got no more hands up. Well, we're coming out a quarter to that hour. Yeah, we're going to get out of here. We're going to...
Hey,
ain't nobody got nothing. Go ahead.
Hey, good luck with your show, Frank.
Hey.
Go ahead. I'm gonna let you tell him. He called you out, so I'm gonna let you tell him you over there turning votes right now. Get Kevin on the phone, Sharon. Tell him you're on there pushing one button, not just give me a second, man. And we're gonna let you holler at him, because he's the one called you out.
Yeah, he don't fuck around. Let me get back and figure. Goddamn, get back and start messing with Batman. I got to have him now.
Okay.
Get him on
the line,
man.
Give him one second. I'm trying to get him on.
I got to say this while you got fat, man. It's about racing. You always told me. Doobie from Louisiana want to lock in Fat Man so bad. He wants you to get him on. He want him bad.
Yeah, I know he want me bad.
Doobie.
I told you again. I told Doobie like I said again. You know, my first race, I got to get down this weekend. I guarantee you, if that motherfucker's still in trouble, I'll be down there. I told you that.
And he said, make it light on yourself, Batman. That would do the same.
Well, let me tell you one thing about me, Mississippi Joe. It ain't really about so much as the money with me. I like to take people's souls out their chest and stick them over and put them in this jar.
Hey, man, I'm going to be honest. You're doing your thing, man. It's about pride. I understand, Batman. I'm with you, man.
Yeah, but one thing about it, though, you know, I'm going to have fun, man. Anything I do, I'm going to try to have fun with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to hot side. I'm going to push it. I'm going to do it all, man.
Right, it's a beautiful thing, man.
You know, I tell people all the time, if you're big enough to lose, you're big enough to win, too.
Yeah, ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt
about
that, man. I agree with you.
Mr. Joe, I thought you
were
going to mute your mic, man.
Hey, man, I ain't got to mute my mic, bro. What did you push now? Did you run it up?
No, shit, you done it all night.
You might have known you talking to, man. You better handle me with some respect, man.
Hey, push that. I got a hour for you, man.
Dude told me that if he see you down there in Little River this weekend,
yeah.
He said he got a scope that will reach 1,000 miles out. He said he's going to talk to you and get at your ass.
That's cool. I'm going to be there. That's for damn sure, man. I ain't going to miss that for nothing.
Man,
I missed two events, you know, two events.
Me,
so, shit, I've been trying to get at him, man. I'm sure
you know,
I'm going to be there, man.
I'm going to deal with you, Mr. Joe.
I'm going to deal with my homeboy, Tia. That's my homeboy, man, your brother. Man, I'm going to deal with him. Man. I'm going to leave you alone.
I'll be telling my brother I'm backstabbing and conniving you all when you're on these shows when it comes to talking about him. I'll be telling him up on game. I'll be listening to you on here. You'll tell my brother one thing, then you'll come back on this show and say,
I'm conniving about, though. What you saying?
That's what I figure, man.
I'm going to say it again. I was just having fun. I won't talk to you if I know you're going to take everything to heart. I am sorry.
Hey, man. This is some normal
now,
shit,
when
man.
I see you,
hey,
when
I don't take
you,
no milk, I don't take no pills. I drink orange juice. I drink water. I drink Gatorade. I don't fuck with soda water. I don't drink beer. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke. So this is some normal shit, man. This is normal shit, man. I know you don't know Mississippi Joe, it's how I act, man. Every motherfucker that knows Bush, they'll say, man, act the same way, man. You might think he's going out, but he ain't going out. That's just how he act. That's just how I'm conniving, though. Conniving about what?
Bush now.
I ain't conniving about shit, Mississippi Joe. I'm going to answer for you, man. I ain't conniving about shit, Mississippi Joe. I'm going to answer for you since you couldn't answer, man. I ain't conniving about shit.
Say, Bush now.
Say, TL, all right.
Dude said he didn't like how you did him last time you were down here in Dallas, man. So listen, you all know what you did to whoever you did to down here. So you know what you done to him, so. They say, goddamn, they got a third eye, goddamn, third eye, something, goddamn. They gonna put that scope right on your ass.
Goddamn. I'm gonna be in the goddamn open so he won't miss then. I'm being wide open then so he won't goddamn miss. Ain't nobody gonna be standing around in nothing. I'm being wide open. Because I'm sure won't goddamn be there with that motherfucker.
They say, don't you bag up either.
Nah, I ain't gonna bag up Batman. too many people looking for me to be bagging up.
Oh,
they be looking, man.
All right, well, yeah. Kellen did now the Batman, but one thing for sure, he definitely gonna be there. He's probably out there, but he didn't answer when we tried to get him on the phone.
I'm doing this special for him. This is special for him.
Hey, hold on. I just got a text. He said, tell them I'm driving back from El Paso. Can't talk. So he's listening. He said, he's driving back from El Paso. He can't talk, but he hear you. Batman, he hear you.
Well, you tell him I'm going to send his ass to Cancun when I get through with him.
All right. He's ain't coming through a storm in El Paso, but he's...
It's gonna be a storm down that Saturday, too. Yeah, I'm doing it just for him. Hey, come down. I already have another set of pistons, so you already know which way I'm coming. On kill.
Yeah. All right. Okay, man, we run up on that hour. We ain't got no other hand. I'm sure that's your last call. We gonna get out of here. I think DJ Madhouse, you was on here, DJ Madhouse. I think you want to tell the folks something. You want to push one button, tell the folks what you got. DJ Madhouse, when we get out of here, you want to push one button and tell the folks what we got.
While we're waiting on him, I'm gonna see if Doobie pressed. Doobie, your mic is open. Okay, Doobie may have pressed it by accident.
DJ Madhouse.
281-0213, your mic is open.
Yeah.
281-0213, your mic is open.
Okay, I guess you don't got
any attention. Doobie, do you have your hand up? Doobie.
Yes, I did.
You know, I never know with you.
I know. But I pressed it tonight. I talked to Batman today. He said, you know, you don't want me to throw that cape on you, over you, because you know when you throw that cape out, it's over. I said, but what makes the bat stay inside? Daylight, that's what I'm going to put between me and him.
Hey, you let me throw that cape on you. When I cross the finish line, you're going to know what
Well, like I said, I'm going to put the daylight between us,
and the back go inside in the daylight, so that's what's going to happen.
Well, one thing about it, I know one thing. Let me get past this weekend. I'm headed towards you, baby. You believe that?
Come on. Come on.
I got some business to take out here down here locally.
Take care of that and come on out and have some fun.
Oh, yeah, you know I am. You know I am.
That's all I had to say.
All right, Doobie.
Okay, Sharon, that's your last call. We're going to to get out of here for the night.
Oh,
now,
hey, Sharon. Hey. Let me do my upcoming event. I ain't race fans and racers, but I got an explosive grudge racing this weekend. October the 19th at Little River, featuring Tracy on the mic and Batman as the show. Tracy will be driving Batman. And I guarantee you what, it's going to be a good show. Y'all be there. I'm done, man. I'm just fucking with
you. All right, all right.
Bushnell, final comment.
Racers, fans, spectators, see y'all on the track. And also, good Super Joe, when you and Jermaine do it, TL is all right with me and Jermaine all right with me. So guess what I'm going to do on that show that man since you know about I'm so conniving. I'm just going to sit back and watch both of them, root for both of them. Because they both all right with me. I said TL and Jermaine.
Tree Man, final comment. Flip, final comment.
Hey, see y'all soon.
Jermaine, final comment. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, let Jermaine go. I mean, I have my mic on mute.
Oh, okay. Jermaine, final comment.
Hello? Hello?
Hear you.
Where did you go in? Hello? Hello? Hello?
They don't
want to
say that.
Okay,
what's
apparently
up,
he can't hear.
What's going on? Go ahead.
Nah, it's you. What's going on?
What is it? I'm just sitting back waiting, man. This is Jermaine.
Hello, Jermaine. Okay. You got a final comment? You got a final comment?
Nah, I'm just waiting on them to call you. So we can see what's up.
Okay. All right, we'll call when I get off.
Okay, go ahead, Tree Man.
Okay.
Yeah, my final comment, I was trying to get back in when y'all was saying East Coast versus the West Coast. I mean, you know, it's like this here, which I think Trace already knows. Post-Doc Joe going to be Post-Doc Joe. Post-Doc Joe just like, old trendy white man. Then wait, you ain't going to change what he say. He ain't never call it right. But, I've been down there. Tracy's been down there. I think it's still about even, but he ain't going to never call it right. But good show, be awesome.
All right, Tree.
Mississippi Joe, final comment.
Good show, Tracy.
It's on you, Tracy.
All right, man. We appreciate everybody coming on, man, doing their thing. Look like people trying to make action. You know, we got a big show going on this weekend, but all who can make it down here at the Little River. We'll have a little action down there, something different for these folks down here. They're all excited. They're waiting to see some of these stars come down here, man, and do their thing on a little small track called Little River. So hopefully they have a lot of fun and want God to come down and be safe. I'm going to say this, man. For the ones who run C23, not just you. If you run C23, not just you. I'm just telling you right now, try to get your fuel, man, because I think they sell Sunoco. They don't sell C23. So if you come in the Little River, and you run C23, bring your C23 fuel with you. Other than that, God, I want everybody to be safe, man. Again, we got another race coming up. Mississippi Joe, No Problem Dragway, the final call. One of these late-day shows, make that show, but
Hey, man, until then, man, I want everybody to keep it safe, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And it's all about grudge racing, baby. We're trying to step it up. Trying to step it up and make this World Grudge National come again. There's going to be a lot of Texas cars participating in it. So, guys, get ready. Mark your calendars for July 4th weekend, 2014. We're in preparation right now, planning for that. Want to bring a lot of action. So, hey, look out for it, an upcoming event. Till then, man, we'll see y'all next week. Good night, everybody.